Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Looking forward to this chat, that's for sure. Hello, Gav.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Warm, but good.
Yeah, it's hot outside today, isn't it?
It most certainly is. Hot and what's worse is windy.
Yeah, that makes it even worse, doesn't it?
The one thing nurserymen hate more than anything is wind, especially a hot wind.
Not a good combination at all.
Not really, no.
Now, before we go on to what we're talking about today, I just want to let you know, because you and I have been kind of seeing a bit of each other lately.
We have. How are your roses doing?
They're doing excellently, actually.
Very good. They are the one plant that would love this weather.
Oh, yes. They love the warm weather, don't they?
Yes, you won't get a lot of black spot or anything like that in this sort of weather.
You'll be very happy to know that the Graham Ross rose that I purchased off you guys down there at Lee Rowan's.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got the first flower.
Oh, yeah?
Beautiful yellow. It is, yes.
Wow. You have to send me a picture of that.
Okay, I will.
That would be awesome.
I'll certainly do that. I'll just see if I can get Siobhan to grab your number there.
Yeah, every single one sold before I had a chance to even see one in bud.
Yeah, it's beautiful, actually. It's a great yellow. It really is. So
awesome.
I just thought I'd let you know that before we get on to what we're talking about.
I think that's wonderful.
Great stuff. Now, as you said, today it's warm and it's hot. Okay.
Yes.
And you know, the fact of the matter is windy as well. Not great combination. So I suppose on days like this, I would say that our gardens can struggle a bit. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. And some plants more than others. Some plants are very susceptible to wind damage and they're very susceptible to heat damage. Other ones are quite tough. But, you know, there's plenty of things out there on the market or even just things that you can do to help them get through that. Because this isn't going to be it for this summer. I mean, it's only September. You know, we've got months and months of on and off of this to go. So we may as well get it right to begin with. And then that'll set your garden up in really good stead for the rest of the summer. Then you won't have to worry as much about it.
Okay. What do we need to do? What's some of the important things we need to do to make sure that we keep our garden growing very well during these hot and windy days?
Okay. Now, it's more important with new things, but a good regular watering. If you're doing new plants or a new lawn, it's lots of small waterings throughout the day to keep them going. If we're talking existing plants or an existing lawn, a good deep watering, because what you need to do is encourage those roots to go deep into the ground. And the further off they are away from the heat and the sun on the surface, the more they can look after themselves on their own. So good deep waterings, best of a morning. I mean, we always avoid the 10 and 2 rule, before 10 and after 2. That's perfect. And the one thing you never want to do is water overnight, because you don't want, with very still nights, you don't want all that foliage sitting with moisture on it all night. Very important for things like cottage garden plants like lavenders, or in the case of your roses, you don't want moisture sitting on that foliage all night, because that just creates humidity, which then creates fungus, which then creates black spot and various other nasties that you don't want to encourage. So a good deep watering of a morning is the most important. Now, there's plenty of products out there to help you keep that moisture there, because if moisture is going to get a little bit on the hard to get side, as in rain, you want to make sure that you make the most of what's coming down. So with the lawns, for example, there's two fabulous products that the lawn people actually make called Lawn Soaker and Lawn Rescue. Now, Lawn Soaker is purely for water-repellent soil. So that soil that's got dry, you might have been away on holidays and nobody's watered it. When you go to water it, it's like sand at the beach. The water just runs straight off and doesn't sink in. So Lawn Soaker, it's a hose on. It's 150 square meters to a 2-liter hose on, and that will give you soakage. So when you put that water on, instead of it just running off to one side, which you don't want, you make the most of what you put on. Lawn Rescue is the other product that they do. Now, they're for lawns that have lost a bit of colour and vigour due to heat and drought. You know, like when you get those patches on your lawn that have sort of gone a funny colour. They look as though they're dry. They're not growing. You might end up with a few bare patches. Lawn Rescue, same idea. Hose on, 150 square metres to a container. It will get that moisture to stay right where you want it, which in turn then encourages the lawn to thicken up and grow in those patches. Very, very good. Mulch is, of course, one of the most important things that you'll ever do to a garden to hold moisture there. 75 mil is definitely the recommended. For those that are my age, the old 3-inch mark, the more mulch you put on, the more it creates a barrier between that hot wind and the plant's roots that are sometimes, in case of new plants, just below the surface. Now, even with a veggie garden, you can use something like sugarcane and put sugarcane all over it, which in turn, it creates a much better soil, because every time you put new veggies in, you can dig that sugar cane in, and that creates a much better environment for veggies to grow.
Right.
As well as that, it will hold the moisture underneath. Now, if you have a garden that is what I call hydrophobic, which is where the water just runs off to the side on a hot day, you can use a product called wetter soil. Now, wetter soil comes in a granular form. It looks for all the world like very fine wood shavings or sawdust. You sprinkle that over the ground and water that in. It creates more of a soaking mechanism that the water will then stay in that garden and stop running off to the side. The other version of it is a liquid version. Now, you can mix that up in a watering can, whichever version is the easiest for you. Mix it up in a watering can. Water that over those gardens that are exposed to the heat and the wind. And again, every time you water, that water will be absorbed by the soil and stop it from running to the side where you don't want it. Because as I said, as the summer goes through, every little drop of water you put on that garden, you want it to actually do something and not run to the side. So very, very, very important. Now, for plants that are really susceptible to the heat, let's talk, for the want of a better one, impatiens, or any of those plants that tend to wilt very easy, our good old C-Max and C-Sol. Now, if you put those on with a sprayer and spray the foliage, or again, get one of the hose-on ones and spray all the foliage down, not obviously in the middle of the day, but either first thing in the morning or late in the afternoon, that will again create a film on the foliage to stop it, or to help it not get affected by the wind and the sun as much as it would without it. They're both very, very good. They'll protect from heat, wind, and in the case of winter, frost. You know, there's even a Yates product that's sold now, which is in a little spray bottle called Drought Shield. Now, you spray the most, what's the word I'm looking for? The plants that are going to get this the worst, and it will protect those for up to 90 days. So all those plants that are the most susceptible, that was the word I was looking for, the most susceptible to wind and heat, and spray those with this Drought Shield, that'll protect you for the next 3 months. So very good products available to help out the gardeners whenever this patch of weather turns up.
Yes, and I was about to say, there's so many products, as you say, on the market there to support gardeners out there these days, and All they've got to do, if they've got any questions, is obviously just call on down to Lee Rowan's Garden World, have a chat to Gavin. He can give you all the information that you need,
absolutely.
For sure. Because you and I know for a fact in the last few weeks we've been talking about liquid fertilisers, because I was saying to you, in regards to planting new roses and things like that, and I said to you, okay, once I planted my new roses, when do you think I should start fertilising them? And you said you've got to wait at least, a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and then fertilise them maybe with not just liquid fertiliser, but also, you know, other fertilisers as well.
Something to get into the ground.
Yes.
Once they get over that transplanting shock.
Yeah, that's, you know, right, yes.
So you've got to give them something like your C-Sol or your C-Max just to get them over that plant transplanting shock.
Yeah.
Get them happy in the ground and then start fertilising them.
And that was one of the things that I must say, I took your advice there and I've done that. And I've got to say that, you know, all the roses that I bought off you guys in the last few weeks, they're doing magnificently.
That is exactly what we want to hear.
Obviously all new, and they're certainly... Looking very good. Now, before we go, you were talking about the mulches there.
Yes.
Can I ask you this question? How often should you sort of change your mulch? Is there a time frame at all to changing mulches and things like that?
Not really. There's a top up. I like to use daylight saving to know when to top up mine. I used to always, when I had a garden, I used to top it up every 12 months. When daylight saving comes in October, that was always my cue to either go out and buy another bag of sugar cane to put over the veggie garden, or in the case of the other gardens, I would buy my fine pine bark, I would buy my rich mulch, all those wonderful mulches out there, and I would just do a top-up. It's not a replacement, because mulches, of course, I mean, even though they are designed to mulch down over years, it's certainly not something that you would have to do every 12 months. But it is a good idea to think of a date. It may be a birthday. As I said, I always use daylight saving because it always comes up at an ideal time to mulch the garden ready for summer. And just do a top up. You may, once you've got your original layer down, you may only need to do, say, 25 mil each every 12 months just to top it up to keep a good layer there.
Okay, that's good advice as well.
Yeah.
All right, Gav. Well, I must say that all the advice that you've given me, I've certainly taken it, and my garden is going forward in a big way, and I really do appreciate that, and thank you very much for giving you all the advice for me personally. And, of course, if you want to grab some advice, you can just pop on down to Lee Rowan's Garden World. Can you tell us the two locations, please, Gav?
Absolutely. We're at 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, so that's the bottom end of Hillsborough Road, right down the Warners Bay end near the roundabout, and also 72 Pacific Highway at Orimba. Now, it's basically halfway between here and Sydney. It's great for a stop off on a road trip somewhere. They have a fantastic restaurant down there. It's a licensed restaurant. Not that you should use that if you're driving, but for everybody else, you can have a lovely wine or something down there on the way to wherever you're going. So, yes, absolutely. Stop in, have a walk around. It's just good for a good, you know, breather off the freeway.
Okay, sounds good. Now, you guys also have a website, don't you?
We do. We do. Our www.leerowans.com website.
Yep. So
it will have a lot of information on there.
Indeed. Check that out, because, you know, it's a good way of actually planning before you head to the nursery. To find out.
It has all our mulches and everything on there. It has pictures of them all, so you can have a look at them before you come down and purchase.
Sounds good. All right, mate. Well, good to talk to you as always.
Great.
And I'll send that photo down to you as soon as possible.
Please. That's awesome.
Good on you, Gav. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
There
thanks.
He is, Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World, with some great advice there on keeping your garden in tip-top shape, particularly on days like today, very, very hot conditions, very windy conditions as well, and he gave you some very good advice there on what you can do in this situation. And I think the big factor there was just make sure you keep the water up. That's the most important thing. And we look forward to, as we said to Gav there, speaking to him the same time next week.